Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Republic, come make this Christmas the very best for me this year. I will no down payment and deferred loan payments too. So won't you make it happen alright?
Win a great holiday getaway when you take a Make It Happen loan at Republic Bank with same day approval. Take a loan today.
So come and make it happen alright.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Unique and Kevin discussed the 3TP and 3G projects of the Ministry of Communities when last we were in Murondoy. Kevin was sure the children at the fair would get the waste disposal message across to their parents. Venus arrived and joined the discussion. When Unique left, Venus made a snide remark that she was no threat to her because of her HIV status. Alexis Skyped Malachi, telling him of her plans to do a course at UG on the oil industry. He said he wanted a picture of her nude. Denzel's return interrupted the conversation. He told Alexis that her aunt and mother wanted her at the tree planting exercise. As we return, Rhonda and Dinah are preparing to go to the doctor.
You are listening there to the program. Christ is
Rhonda, hurry now. It's not 10 o'clock you make the appointment for.
All right, mommy. It's just a little after 9. Like you more excited about this baby than me.
You know long I kneel and pray for another grandchild.
You and Unique should have to go through this pregnancy. I don't feel like I want to give up. This morning sickness got me feeling weak.
Me, Unique and been to New York and enjoy yourself with a man. Look, come along, let me go, yeah?
What you mean the man? Like it's a random body I get pregnant for. It's my husband.
At length and at last. Oh, Father God, you are wonderful. I live for see it. Rhonda and Aubrey married and are getting another grandchild to love and raise right.
But this grandchild might just be growing up in New York.
Besides, with all your money coming, me grandchild going where?
I doubt Aubrey gonna want to come back here for leave.
As far as I know, America hard.
Guyana hard too.
But we get an aisle.
Mommy, don't believe the hype. We don't know how much of the money we actually get in.
Well, me ain't thinking but me. Unique and the picnic you got in your belly is the ones that gonna benefit the most.
Mommy, you need to do a little bit of reading and find out what really happening with this aisle.
Who said me been reading? Everything Mr. Raphael Trotman said, I following up on.
So how much money we get in?
Stop studying yourself and think about how the money gonna be invested in the country as a whole. We got plenty needs. The health sector got to improve. Education, sports and culture, infrastructure, every aspect of the society needs development. And if I was the government, I would focus on that first.
All right, mommy. Don't bite off my head. Look, let me go before I miss this appointment.
Patsy is with Ignatius there so long.
Yeah, Shelly must yoke up in bed.
Like it bothering you?
Why that would bother me, Coretta?
I just asking. I notice the two of you have proper clothes these days.
Oh? You're noticing a lot.
Isn't that two eyes God bless me with?
That good.
For there with married men, has really crossed your life, though.
Well, you know a lot.
I had the experience, eh? Go and pick up with a married man, and the next thing you know, my mother dead, my brother reaching an accident and become crippled, and I had a miscarriage all in 1 year.
Some of we just blight. I've had plenty married men, and it was wonderful.
You know what? Let we start discussing what we come here for this afternoon.
Ignatius think people got time for waste. This village council got a lot of work to do.
It's encouraging how tree planting exercising going though. It should be made a countrywide thing.
Well, it's part of the Ministry of Communities 3TP project. So no reason why it shouldn't be a countrywide thing.
I know they've been to Region 5 recently.
One step at a time. And they have plans to make some of the major sporting facilities like the National Stadium litter-free zones too. I want throw to the village council that we do the same.
The community center ground is the perfect place to start. Because are we preaching about solid waste management, begging them for use the bin and try separating the garbage and making compost? Some crosses still throwing paper and plastic bag and all manner of garbage like it's no tomorrow. Let it get me vexed. I can start turning up at people's house.
Lady, cool your passion. As village councillors, we can't start turning up at people's house. We just have to continue reinforcing the messages.
And what if them dunts don't learn, eh? This thing is not play thing, you know? It's not Dolly House we playing Patsy. If we don't do something to control this garbage situation, we in problems. It's more floods and drought we can see. The Atlantic are coming and wash we away.
Hopefully a natural disaster don't hit we like we do with them islands.
And you see how many Guyanese gotta come back home? That's why they just say, cause where you're going and not where you come from.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, Guyanese could come back in droves if they want, because soon we will be floating in oil money.
It's just so. They got enough for all of
us. Gretel, UNC is every minute they're discovering more oil. I tell you, Guyana's a really blessed country.
But how much of that oil they gonna get, Patsy?
Well, so far, according to Ignatius, it's just the Lisa well they assessed so far.
Ah, I see you're learning well, Patsy.
You're rich.
This oil really light the fire in you?
Never have I been a prouder Guyanese.
Whatever y'all know I want, no too. I hear they got petroleum bill. Ignatius, you know anything about that?
Well, I didn't know we were meeting here to discuss oil. I thought the three of us were selected by the village council to form a committee to finalize plans for National Village Day.
Yes, National Village Day is November the 7th. We got 2 weeks. We can talk about it just now. I just want to know how the government looking after Guyanese welfare with this isle. I getting a check when the month done, once this isle start pumping.
Is where y'all getting this kind of misinformation from. What check?
That's what the word is on the street, man. Every Guyanese gonna get a check with a certain amount every month.
False.
But I hear this what has happened in another country.
Norway. But what them Norwegians did was invest the money in the sovereign wealth fund.
A sovereign wealth fund is a state-owned investment that is made up of surpluses from official foreign currency operations, proceeds of privatization, governmental transfer payments, fiscal support, and receipts resulting from resource exports.
Lovely.
So basically, the money will be invested for the country's economy and the citizens.
Bingo!
But what about this petroleum commission? What is it about?
One of the first functions of that commission is to monitor and regulate the efficient, safe, effective, and environmentally responsible exploration development and production of petroleum in Guyana.
Well, I'm so happy that you're thinking about the environment, especially since we are also going green while finding oil.
Yeah, we don't want no oil spill.
And we can trust those in authority to put measures in place to make sure that we don't end up having anything like that.
You know what? I want to study this petroleum bill.
It's online. All you need is internet.
Lovely. As soon as I get home, I'm going to look for it.
You see how the doctor office nice, Aubrey?
I just looking at you, babe. Your face looking wrong and nice.
Thanks to you.
Miss Dinah, you ain't easy.
All the ways big people, hey.
Man, Rhonda, you don't know how happy you make me. Finally, you're getting me, son.
But who says a bye?
My mama.
I don't dream he already and he look just like me.
Well, it's a pity the ultrasound we're going to do today not going to say whether it's a bye or a girl.
Listen, I don't know why y'all always hurry for find out if it's a bye or a girl. Let the child take the time. I mean, I was glad for a grandson, yes, but all I want here is that the child healthy.
I hear you, Miss Dino.
Yeah, mommy.
If my calculation's right, you should be about 2 months.
Well, the ultrasound gonna tell we today.
Why you knick-knack there?
She helping out with the tree planting project in the village.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, she always caring about the environment.
And nothing wrong with her. Right now, the village council trying to figure out what else we could do to get at least 80% cooperation in solid waste disposal.
Well, in America here, we have the different bins for paper, plastic, glass, and food.
It's so here.
And of course, we big on recycling.
Well, we pushing composting since we don't have any large-scale recycling happening here yet. We just start a village compost heap.
Nice.
Look, the doctor calling we. Aubrey, I can call you back when we done, right?
Okay, babes. Love you.
Love you too.
Look, Marunda, I got a rich history, and this is one of the first things we should celebrate for this village.
I agree. The young people especially need to know what the history of this place is.
I see no problem, Endo.
And it's an opportunity to stress the importance of taking care of the village too. This thing is not just about having fun. It's about celebrating with history and making plans for the future.
All right, so we have the opening ceremony planned. We agree that the village chairman will give the feature address.
I think we should have a young professional from the village say something too. Fine man's son that working with the Ministry of Communities and working along with the council.
Oh, Kevin, I think that's a great idea.
Yes, agreed. We have the medical outreach.
The set, June taking care of though.
Wonderful. And we could declare the community center a litter-free zone at the same time.
Nice. We cooking with fire.
Well, we're not here for the good looks alone, you know, Ignatius.
Please, don't go there. The best looking woman in Morondai is owned by me.
Well, you know you able.
You really able?
Why you think I got the capadula?
Rando, imagine this little black and white picture thing here is the baby in your belly. When I did get in, you didn't got all this?
Modern technology, mommy. Oh, shoot, my husband calling back.
Hear you, me husband.
It's not my husband, though.
You don't mean say nothing.
Hey, babes.
You got me anxious here, man. How it went?
Well, the ultrasound said I'm 9 weeks and 4 days.
Wow.
And guess what?
What, babes? Is a bye.
Well, I tell you.
You know we ain't gonna find out till 20 weeks.
In America here, they just find out much sooner. You coming up here to have your son, right?
Well.
Yes. Or I coming home. Either way, I ain't missing the birth of my son.
But you won't hear the best part yet. The baby due on Independence Day.
What? Then it's double celebration.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.